On the show today, we have FICO's very own Michael Maygard and PSCU's Jack Lynch talking about how PSCU is leveraging FICO's customer communication services to build a leading fraud alert solution for credit unions. Really, really timely stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have FICO's very own Michael Maygard right below us. Michael, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Well, you're welcome. And then right next to me is Mr. Jack Lynch from PSCU. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great today, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, we got a really cool story here for everybody here, and it's all about how PSCU has leveraged FICO's customer communication services to build a leading fraud alert solution for credit unions. And my, oh my, do we need that more than ever today. Ever since COVID hit, as you guys well know, fraud has just been off the charts, and that's an understatement. So I see you guys nodding. Yes, we know. Let's say, Michael, I'm going to go with you first here. So tell us about this partnership between PSCU and FICO and using FICO's customer communication services, just to kick things off here.
Yeah. So great question. So at the center of the relationship is our customer communications platform. In this case, Jack and PSCU will be deploying our fraud resolution module, which is a pre-scripted fraud resolution tool that issuers use to mitigate transaction fraud. So it comes with best practices, it's interactive, it's completely omni-channel and digital, and we're really looking forward to rolling this out soon.
Cool. And Jack, I want to get the PSCU perspective from this. What tell us about it from your perspective.
Yeah, and actually really excited about it because it really adds another best-in-class tool to our overall arsenal. Nice. In terms of what we're trying to do around fraud detection and prevention solutions for our credit unions. And like you said, Mike, it's going crazy. Nothing changes. It just moves, right? And so I think really with partnering with FICO CCS on this, we're really excited to add that other component to the arsenal. And I think it's really going to help us with that state-of-the-art, industry-leading fraud alert tool that we need to really help them deliver an outstanding experience for their members.
Yeah, I think the more arrows you have in your quiver in this area is the better. So
absolutely.
You guys can do to help us consumers out would be greatly appreciated, and credit unions as well. And Jack, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So how does the partnership work to benefit credit unions, in a checkout message delivery, customization, increased security, that type of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that first one you said really drives it home very beginning. Having something that has the speed and the ability to enable us to deliver messages while the member is still in a checkout process, yep. There's nothing that's going to get you to the bottom of the wallet faster, whether you're in store or wherever else where you just can't make that transaction. We know consumers want frictionless transactions. They don't want speed bumps in the road unless there's a good reason for it. But if there is, they want a fast way to get around that. And FICO CCS really hit a home run with this one in terms of being able to have that. Your smartphone's with you. You see that transaction come in. You go ahead and said, yes, that's me. And now you can go ahead and make that transaction, make it work. And then the other piece of that, with all the various credit unions we have, the ability to customize. Mm-hmm. So to me, customization is key. Having that full control over what that experience is going to be going out, instead of just some routine, bland, generic message, being able to actually customize that experience for the member is going to make a big difference in terms of not only figuring out whether it's an SMM text or the digital message, what you want to have, or the email experience, all that. And then finally, I think the increased security is key to this. Yeah. I think the solution that they've designed is designed with really security as being top of mind. And you know, with all the other tools, it's one thing to put a tool in place, but you want to have a partner that's thought about the security aspect of the tool that you're going to deliver to the members. And FICO CCS really hit every single one of those major points for us.
Oh, and having said that, Michael, anything to add there? Because it sounds like you guys hit a home run with this one.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, I don't want to step on my own touchdown call, because there's nothing better than hearing than hearing Jack talk about our tool so well. So so kudos, Jack, for paying attention throughout the sales cycle. So I would just add, I think really the speed of now is here. And so to get to the point where consumers at the point of sale, right, and have them basically be able to mitigate a potential fraudulent transaction or not is key, right?
That's huge.
And the whole premise around that is obviously hopefully get them to complete the transaction while they're still at the point of sale, but also get them to continue to use the card going forward. So the share of wallet really becomes critical. Mm-hmm. In the market.
I don't mean to dive into the weeds too deeply here, but what happens at the end checkout? What happens at that moment, Jack or Michael, whoever's better qualified to answer this, I'm not sure, but I'm kind of throwing this out there just off the top of my head. What happens at the in checkout when this happened, when fraud is detected, and what happens at that point?
So Jack, if you don't mind, I'll take the first part. You can certainly add on. So if I'm notifying a consumer and they get a text message or a phone call at the point of sale and happens not to be, obviously they're not at the point of sale, what we would end up doing is the first thing we'd likely do is transfer them to an agent so they can mitigate fraud. But if they're at the point of sale and it happens to be their transaction, right, they can simply just respond back. Again, that's that interactive piece. Respond back, and within a nanosecond, right, we're able to complete the transaction, remove the block in the card.
Wow.
So it's real time, and interactive is key. Because for the most part, I mean, sending a text message and making phone calls isn't all that interesting, right? But when you have a solution that's built to as Jack mentioned, to be able to change the strategies as the fraud levels either increase or decrease in how and what specific treatment strategies you're going to deploy, that's the key to being successful. And that's the capabilities that we have within our fraud resolution module.
Wow, that is game changer type stuff. Jack, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's really exciting when you think about that piece of it, because at the heart of what we're doing now with linked analysis of looking across all the channels and bringing all that channels in where we're utilizing AI and rapidly being able to build strategies as we see what's going on across all the various channels, mm-hmm. and having the ability, not just with cards, but see things such as we're monitoring, say, rewards platform, or we're monitoring what's going on in other channels, and we're starting to see patterns, to be able to have a tool that we can actually fire that off from our linked analysis to also make those calls out. So it's beyond payments, the flexibility of the system that it's going to enable us for other types of fraud activity that we see that we got to get confirmation on, whether, hey, was that really you calling into the call center or doing these other activities? So it's really a bigger holistic fraud strategy that we felt that FICO CCS really could help us take it to the next level on that.
Yeah, I think you just did. The next level is an understatement for sure. Hey, I'm going to step back here for a second here. Michael, I'm going to pose this question. Well, and Jack, you can answer it as well, but how did this partnership come about? What sparked the interest here? Michael, I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, well, we've certainly known about PSU for some time, and we're fortunate to be kind of the industry standard. In fact, one could argue we kind of began this marketplace as it relates to fraud transaction notifications coming out of the UK many years back. So we've been, you know, in conversations with PSU for some time. But I think, ironically enough, I think the pandemic kind of accelerated, because obviously the focus moved from in-store purchases to online, and that kind of changes the dynamics of how you treat fraud. Okay. So I think that's what effectively kind of, you know, moved the partnership forward, was this ability to look at PSU's footprint and their customers' footprint globally, and then provide a specific tool that's going to help them mitigate a lot more around the online purchases.
Mm-hmm. And Jack,
I don't know if you agree with that or not. It's really
I absolutely agree with that. I was going to make some kind of comment like, well, I was sitting at a park one day and Michael, you know, stopped by and we started talking, you know. but in reality, when we go out and look at various opportunities, you know, in order to build what we're trying to do, we're really looking for more than just a vendor to provide us with a solution. We're looking for not only just best in class, but also somebody that really looks at these relationships as a partnership, similar to how we look at things in the credit union industry. And FICO really did a great job in terms of, you know, working with our team, presenting what they needed, we needed to do to work together. So I think that was an important component that we saw, as well as the ability for the future. To what Michael said, FICO's been in this game a long time. As we look to the future, knowing that they're going to continue to build on the tool they have as we look to the future. And so that was important to us. We don't want to just get something that's the flavor of the month and then you go look for something else. We want something that we could actually build that future on. And I think FICO CCS hit all those deliverables as well for us.
Well, and speaking of the future, Jack, what are your goals in embarking this partnership? What do you guys have some sort of plan of action down the in the future as well? I mean, what do you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, safety for the consumer and the credit unions out there. So what else do you guys have in mind here?
Yeah, and that really plays in the bigger picture as we look to what the future is going to be in terms of fraud and strategy. I think for many years, everybody treated it as, ooh, neural network, risk score, put it in, put a strategy. And now we know, so much speed. It's not just speed in interactions, it's speed in how fraudsters are reacting to things. I mean, when you think about how you used to, you know, load a score in or whatever, and that would be good for a while, they can figure out those trends right away, and then they start adjusting. They're using AI and technology as well. Mm-hmm. And so we have to fight fire with fire. So as we look for the future, we're going to look at for our partners for other ways where we can actually expand upon what we're doing, expand different areas on where we think we need to go, mm-hmm. and consult with us on that. And again, I think FICO CCS is an important part of where we're going to go for the future, because even if we're not thinking about it today, we know that they're going to be trying different things. We got to be prepared no matter what channel they're hitting and what area that we need to reach out to our consumers and our members. Yep. We need to be there for them. And that's where I think that this partnership is where I hope it leads in the future.
Right. And Michael, I'm going to get your perspective. What's the FICO's perspective on goals that you guys want to set here or achieve, rather?
Well, I think Jack alluded to it, right? So from a FICO perspective, right, we want to be the analytic. We want to use analytics to continue to drive and innovate and allow us to provide the level of service that our clients would expect as an analytically driven company. So from our standpoint, you know, what I do is I challenge our organization to continuously try to find different ways mm-hmm. that we can essentially stay ahead of the fraudster, right? So that's really key for our business, is because if you become overly simplistic and relatively stale, the fraudsters will figure it out. So constantly got to be finding ways to combat the bad guys.
Yeah, they seem to have a lot of time on their hands these days to figure things out. So it's up to folks like you guys to keep one step ahead.
Fraudsters don't get COVID. We call that.
No. And you know what? They'll do anything but get a real job. You know, the goal in life is, how do I get money without getting a real job and the thrill and the excitement of committing fraud? You know, those are two things that I think from the dawn of time, there's been a certain subset of humans that go about doing it that way. And that's never going to go away, no matter what technology comes in.
I hear that loud and clear. Well, one final question here for you guys. What is this all? I want to kind of wrap it up here. What does it mean for the credit union? Is it a confidence thing for a credit union to have something like this? Or what, from your perspective, Jack, what does it mean for the credit union now with this?
Well, I think there's several things from the credit union. One is, we touched on it a little bit, it's having a better experience.
Yeah.
You know, as with their member, in terms of the interactions that go on, in terms of utilizing their card, it enables the credit unions, when they look at PSU in terms of leverage us, to really compete with some of the things that larger financial institutions able to, you know, capitalize on, you know, through their investments in technology, that maybe the credit union by themselves, that's really not something they could actually focus on. So I think they can help leverage PSU in order to bring some of this technology to market. But it really is in this new world of service, and credit unions have always been about service, but service is really beyond just the phone call and the smile.
Oh, we lost your audio, Jack.
Oh, my audio?
Now you're back.
Okay. So it really takes service to a new level. It's no longer just about the phone call and having a nice friendly voice on the phone to talk to them. It's really the definition of service has changed to how can I get what I need to as quickly as possible, and utilizing technology to get there helps us redefine the term service for credit unions and leveraging the technology to get us there.
Indeed. And Michael, I'm going to pose the same question to you. What is it, looking at it from the 64,000 foot level, what does it mean for credit unions out there and their members?
Well, I just think what Jack mentioned, which is key, which is customer experience, right? So many years back when we would be engaging a new FI around CCS, it was always about cost reduction, and it was about controlling fraud losses. And then their customer experience kind of just sat out here on its own, right? Mm-hmm. I think now it's kind of flipped on its head, where essentially it's customer experience, fraud losses, cost reduction, because mm-hmm. customer experience is the key metric now in the marketplace, because it's no longer a nice to have. It's actually expected, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's a credit union member or if it's a consumer with a major brand card in their hand, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to expect to have that fraud notification mitigated in real time. So again, going back to what I said earlier, I think the speed of now is here today.
Yeah. Agree. And they're gonna, and the consumer's gonna go wherever that goes as well. So Creighton's really gotta be on their game on this for sure.
Absolutely. You can no longer have a crime scene investigation every time somebody wants to do a transaction with a member.
That's true.
You know, you have to leverage technology to make sure the friction goes away in that process.
And get it done like that for sure. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm gonna let you guys get back to work, but man, this is more important than ever right now, especially in the times we're living in right now. So I'm happy to have you guys right there on the front lines, helping combat this. So appreciate your hard work as well. So keep up the good work, guys, and appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.